Just a few years after Triad Cities fell all over themselves trying and failing to lure Google's so-called gigabit fiber initiative, super-fast internet broadband appears to finally be finding its way to the Triad. It's a tantalizing proposition with a host of built-in questions, like, when will it get here? Where will it connect first? And will residential users and businesses truly benefit? In this week's cover story in the Triad Business Journal, reporter Matt Evans tackles the issues and takes a crack at answering the questions. Welcome, Matt.
Glad to be here.
We should start off by defining what ultra-fast broadband is and how it differs from the broadband connections available to us now in the Triad.
Well, cable companies like Time Warner Cable deliver most broadband access, and the fastest speed Time Warner residential customers can get now in the Triad is 50 megabits per second download speeds. And that's pretty darn fast by most people's experience, since the national average broadband speed is under 10 megabits per second. But when we talk about ultra-fast gigabit broadband, that would be 1,000 megabits per second, or 20 times faster than those really fast connections and 100 times faster than the average.
Okay, so that's a lot of numbers. Now, break it down and help us understand exactly why people get so excited about this extra online speed.
Because everything can be done faster. A lot of the focus you'll hear is on entertainment uses, because faster broadband means smoother online gaming and video streaming and basically instant music downloads. But for more serious pursuits, economic developers also get excited about it, because having access to those kinds of speeds can help them lure companies that might work with really big data files or want high-definition video conferencing, but that don't want to pay what it costs now to get enterprise-class broadband.
So that really helps explain why more than 1,000 communities across the country were vying for this Google service. And, you know, we all know by now that they selected Kansas City, and there's talk that Google is bringing this service to Charlotte and Raleigh. Is Google the only company that can deliver this kind of speed?
No, it still gets most of the attention, but as we report this week in the Business Journal, there are now multiple providers close to launching gigabit service here in the Triad. One is a local company, the venerable High Point telecom provider North State. Another is a Shelby-based company called RST Fiber. And a third is AT&T, which is right now finalizing a deal with Winston-Salem and may also offer its service in Greensboro.
So in order to actually pull this off, is the only option for these companies laying miles and miles of fiber optic cable?
Well, fiber optic cable needs to handle the bulk of that traffic. It's the only way to move that much data that quickly. But most often providers have been trying to run fiber all the way into the homes or businesses where it'll be used, so that there's no old-fashioned copper slowing things down. That is an expensive proposition, and it's one reason it's taken so long to deploy ultra-fast broadband. RST Fiber is trying to connect that so-called last mile wirelessly, and if that technology works well, you might see others try that approach.
Okay, so I know we talked about this earlier, just for a bit, but you know, there's so much hype about this super-fast kind of service. Will businesses really be able to see a difference? Is it really worth it?
Well, for some, those big data users and those that might benefit from highly detailed real-time video conferencing, if you need to look at very detailed engineering drawings or something that doesn't show up well on Skype now, there will be challenges, though. I talked to one company that moved to Wilson, North Carolina, that has had gigabit service for the past year or so. They moved there to be able to take advantage of it, but they found that they haven't been able to use it to its full effect because, frankly, not enough other people that they want to share data with in real time also have speeds that fast, so it's of no real use to them. So it may take a while for all of the benefits to be fully realized. It's a long-term proposition.
So you really can't take advantage of this unless you have the speeds at both ends.
Depending on the use. For some companies, that's going to be the case.
Okay, so you spent a good bit of time reporting on this story. What's your best guess? When might we see this service here in the Triad?
These various providers seem very determined right now. It'll be in the next few months or by the end of the year, certainly.
Matt, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
To read Matt Evans' stories and more breaking business news from around the region, go online to triad.bizjournals.com. For WFDD with this week's business report, I'm Justin Catanoso.